It's Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we visit a Star Wars planet for some lessons on real-world science.
First, we're looking at a growing trend here in Wisconsin. High-profile laws are increasingly being decided in the courts instead of legislative chambers.
Legal challenges are nothing new in politics, but analysts have noticed more controversial laws are being decided in the courts as we see more division in politics. And last week's announcement of three big Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions highlighted the issue even more.
Jason Stein is with us now. He is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the author with Patrick Marley of More Than They Bargained For, Scott Walker, Unions and the Fight for Wisconsin. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Gene. Good to be here.
Well, you know, as we mentioned in the introduction, legal challenges are really nothing new in the world of politics and the world of laws. So what is new here that has sort of raised this issue to this level where we're talking about it on the air?
We're talking about, I think, a degree of difference as opposed to, a difference in kind. But, you know, what we have seen is more and more challenges being made. Also, I think, you know, being very made in a very way that tends to be divisive and, controversial. We've certainly saw that in those three decisions last week. You had the Act 10 decision where on upholding Governor Scott Walker's union legislation, you had a decision on domestic partner benefits that mirrors in some ways some of the gay marriage litigation happening at the national level. And then, you know, you've also, in addition to the voter ID cases that were decided by the state Supreme Court, you've also seen a number of lawsuits at the federal level recently in terms of Obamacare or, the Affordable Care Act, as it's more formally known.
So why do you suppose we are seeing such an increase in some of these legal challenges? Is it because the laws themselves are skirting closer to some of these constitutional questions, or is it becoming part of the political process?
You know, I think it's always, I mean, I think the courts have always been part of the political process in that you've always had the option, if you couldn't get what you wanted in the state house, to try and get it in the courthouse. But given that, you know, things can often go in that order where a group will try to get the laws written by elected officials to its liking or, maybe try and get them interpreted to its liking. I think it is as the legislative process gets more and more rancorous and more and more partisan, and it gets more and more difficult to find a compromise, let alone consensus in the legislative process. Observers told me that they are seeing, you know, more recourse to the court system to try and settle disputes that aren't necessarily getting settled in legislative bodies.
And at some point, though, it has to be worth it to them, because this type of approach, this type of litigation is not cheap. I mean, it costs money to get lawyers.
It absolutely costs money for, you know, the plaintiffs, for groups that end up suing the state or federal government, and it costs money for state and federal taxpayers as well, because, you know, litigating one of these cases from trial court all the way to the state or federal Supreme Court can easily cost many hundreds of thousands, even into the millions of dollars. So, you know, it really is something that it's got to be driven by a great passion and great sort of financial impact to make it feasible for plaintiffs to be willing to bring these cases.
So is this something that's happening just in Wisconsin? I know that on the national level, you know, we see the challenges to Obamacare. We've got, the House of Representatives wanting to sue the president and so forth. So it seems as though it's more than just Wisconsin. Is that the impression that you've been getting too?
Sure. I mean, you know, I think, again, Wisconsin is a state that is closely divided between Republicans and Democrats, and it's a state that pretty closely mirrors the overall partisan makeup of the United States as a whole. So it wouldn't be surprising to see this trend be very pronounced here. But you certainly see it at the federal level as well, with lawsuits of the Affordable Care Act happening in a number of different federal courts. You know, it had been brought in a number of different federal courts, trial level courts around the country. You also see U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Oshkosh, brought a lawsuit having to do with how the Affordable Care Act affects benefits for members of Congress and their staffs. You know, that decision once again was brought in a federal court in Wisconsin, but it certainly has a national character to it. So, right, I mean, it's certainly something, a trend that's happening here, but by no means exclusively here.
So in terms of the people you talk to, are you finding people on either side of this issue who are for more litigation, or does everybody say, no, this is not the way it ought to go, and we're all against it, and we just have to do it to get the process through?
Right. I think, I don't think anyone would use probably the terms of I am for litigation, but what you do hear is you hear groups, the way you typically get a law challenged and struck down is you make a case that it's infringing on your constitutional rights. So what you do see is groups on both sides saying, we're very angry about this controversial piece of legislation. You know, we believe that it has deprived us of the rights that the framers of our Constitution meant us to have. And, we see that as a good thing, that we're standing up for our rights. So, you absolutely have that. You have people on the other side saying, look, we used to be able to settle many of these disputes, in committee hearings, in, backroom talks between affected parties in the legislature and so on. And, it's really unfortunate that the courts are now being called on to solve these problems, because ultimately they're not going to be able to do so to everyone's satisfaction in a lot of cases, too.
Of the people you talk to, does anybody give you the sense that this is a fundamental change in the democratic process, or is this just sort of an aberration, and 10 years from now we're not going to have lawsuits like this anymore?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, it's certainly a shift. I mean, I think we could argue about how fundamental it is. I mean, certainly in this state, you saw cases in the 1990s where, lawsuits were brought. You had, for instance, a number of lawsuits brought against then Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. Unions, for instance, sued over his private school voucher program that provided taxpayer money to secular and religious private schools. So, I mean, you've certainly seen it before. I mean, I think the question will be, in terms of the trend, is what happens with the resolution of disputes in politics if we continue to have a more and more polarized electorate, a more and more polarized people representing them? It's hard to see the trend going away, right? Because people are going to continue, the losing side is going to continue to be very unhappy about the policies that come out of the legislative bodies, and they're going to look for any way they can, frivolous or not, to try and hold them up in the judicial branch.
Any sense of what constituents think about this, that they might be getting, lawsuit fatigue or something like that?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, again, if a law is passed, it's passed because a majority of representatives in the legislative body voted for it, and they were in turn put in by voters. So a lot of people would say that they'd like the majority to be able to do what they were elected to do, to govern. The other side of it is, we live in a closely divided state and a closely divided country, And the political parties are getting farther apart in terms of what they feel like ought to be done in Wisconsin and in the rest of the country. So what you have is this is a situation where the winners are seeking more and more of what they want to see in their area, and the losers are seeing more and more of what they don't want to see, you know, that the gaps are widening between them. And I think, you know, as long as that trend continues, you're going to see this trend of lawsuits continue to.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it.
We've been talking with Jason Stein, a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the author, with Patrick Marley, of More Than They Bargained For, Scott Walker Unions, and the Fight for Wisconsin.